they played extremely well. You know, we knew coming into the game, we're going to have to execute basically on every play and give ourselves our best opportunity, but came up short in that regard. So, anytime you lose a game, it's tough. There's no question about that, but I don't think anybody's disappointed, at least on our coaching staff. And, you know, it's like any loss. What's really critical right now is how we handle it, what we do to start tomorrow, in terms of learning from it and then most importantly growing from it. And if we do that, we have a chance to have a good football team. I think we've got high-quality guys on our football team. They played hard today, played tough, and our opponent did the same thing. So, you know, it's a tough day for our guys, but we'll get back up on our feet and move forward starting tomorrow. I'll throw out for questions.
Kirk, were you surprised at all by the amount of times Michigan blitzed today? Did that...
No, they're a high blitz team, and I think any team that, you know, once you get some momentum doing anything, you're probably going to stick with it. So that was not a big surprise. Our protection was not good enough, obviously, and that made it really tough.
Was it something they did in terms of the blitz that was...
No, I mean, they've had a pretty good blitz package since the defensive coordinator's gotten there 4 years now, and they're just aggressive group, and it's more about the guys doing it. You know, they got some guys who, in my mind, at least play as well as they... I don't want to grade their team, but my guess is that's probably the best defensive game they played there. Really, were coming hard.
You kind of bailed out on the traditional running part of your game. I mean, whether it's just two tight ends or was that more the strategy by how they projected themselves in the last few games?
I think every opponent, you have your own, you know, unique game plan, and you try to match up with what you feel give your team the best chance to move the ball, most importantly, score points. We came out of the plan that we thought was good. I think we had a good week of practice, good execution, and bottom line today was their tempo. Just, you know, and they, once they get momentum, it's tough to stop them.
I know it's just one play, but just started fumbling on that very first play. Does that derail anything and what you're trying to do?
It doesn't help anything, but, you know, our defense came out and put out the fire, and they did that a couple times today. So, you know, we put ourselves in some tough circumstances. I thought the defense really responded well. And kept us in the game. And, you know, boy, I'll tell you, as disappointing as it was and as many plays that we're going to look back and, you know, negative yardage plays, things that you know, you're not going to be able to win consistently doing. All that being said, you know, we're 59 minutes into the game and have a chance to tie it, possibly go ahead. So, you know, a lot of that was our defense doing a good job, and we came up with some plays in the kicking game, some things there we can clean up too.
What is it about Geno Stone? It seems like when you guys need a big play, he's got the knack, and that interception in the first half kind of stopped things from snowballing.
He's pretty much the same guy he was in high school. And I've said it before, we're kind of puzzled he didn't have more activity in the recruiting front. I mean, he's not quite big enough or not quite fast enough. He's just a really good football player and a great young guy. So, yeah, he definitely makes us better. He does have a knack of doing good things out there. And, we're thrilled he's on our football team. He's playing really well for us right now. And, you know, having the injury at free safety, really, you know, it's good to have a veteran guy back there that can help out with Jack, and I think he's coming on too.
Was it late movement by the defense that allowed them to create a lot of free runners?
Yeah, I don't know so much if it was late movement. I mean, I don't think we'll know tomorrow looking at the tape, but I don't think there was anything there that we really hadn't seen before. So it's just, you know, it's a matter of us not being able to match their tempo. I'm a, you know, career line coach, and I've been in those games. It's not fun once it starts rolling the other way. Sometimes it does, and it's a son of a gun to get the ball, you know, tilt the field a little bit. So, you know, they started getting some momentum, and, you know, it seems like they come harder when that happens. So it's hard to put the brakes on that sometimes.
Seemed like the Michigan offense found a little bit of a groove last week. I mean, can you pinpoint anything you guys did to obviously?
Yeah, I mean, it's the interesting thing about football. It's just week to week, and, you know, if you're around it long enough and do it long enough, you're going to – you'll go through things like that where, you know, maybe it wasn't smooth for them today. And, I mean, you know, who are we to talk about that, right? Same thing. I mean, we had a good offensive game last week, and we really struggled today. Had some really tough situations to work through and didn't come up through them. So, you know, you go back to work and look at each week as a separate opportunity.
Tyler Goodson, that previous game and loss, I mean, that give you more confidence to use in a more prominent role going forward?
Yeah, he's been in our plans. You know, we were trying to bring him along. I mean, we threw him in that first game when the game was on the line. So he's earned our trust back in August, and every time you see him play, he's got good ability. But I'm more impressed with just the way he plays out there and the way he acts like he belongs. So he took another step today. Certainly he made some big plays out there. He competes and does a really good job, so it just makes us better, I think, in that backfield.
You're using him more as a receiver today. Is that something that Michigan gave you, or you just trust him more in that role?
Well, it's part of the game plan, and you know, we're probably not going to use Torrent an awful lot out there, but the other backs, I think all of them have some potential to help us if we feel like that's something we can do to better move the ball. So, yeah, certainly he gives us, affords us that opportunity.
In your opening remarks, you said that the coaching staff's not disappointed. I know that you don't mean the result, but could you expand on that? Do you mean the next few months?
Not discouraged. I mean, anytime you lose a game, you're disappointed. It's tough. It's toughest on the players because those are ones out there that are competing. This is a hard game to play. Certainly tough on the coaches. And, I mean, you know, this is what we do. So, you know, that'll never change. I'm a veteran, I guess, now. So that hasn't changed. But it's all about what you do moving forward. That's what it gets down to. And I'm not discouraged just because, you know, I've been with these guys for the most part since January. You know, we've added some new guys in June. But, you know, I've been working with them all since August. And what I see these guys do every day, they just, they're great, got great attitudes. They work right. And we're getting good leadership from our older guys. So I say older guys, not just seniors, but guys like Gino, you know, guys that are juniors. And, you know, there's a lot of football in front of us. And that's what we have to focus on. But it's good to feel a sting, too. That's part of kind of motivates you to move forward a little bit faster, maybe.
Obviously, we can't pinpoint protections or whatever, but it looked like Alaric had a little bit of a rough day at times today. Any thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, I mean, that's on me. I mean, you play a guy who hadn't played in four games, and, you know, he's going to be a little bit rusty. He's not going to be quite as sharp as he would if you think about Tristan's been practicing since August, you know, uninterrupted. So it makes a big difference. That's why practice is so important. And, you know, you anticipate that. He overset on that first sack. Just, you know, kind of went where he thought the guy was going instead of just going where he is. Common error, but that's the beauty of experience and practice. And he'll come back quick. He'll, you know, he'll be a better player next week. I'm confident of that.
Did Michigan's man-to-man in the secondary, did that allow their linebackers to activate like they did?
Yeah, it certainly helps, you know. And, you know, it's everything goes together, as you know. Pass rush and coverage, it all goes together. And so, yeah, if you can clamp down a little bit, makes it a little bit easier to get there, but they were getting there too quick. You know, and there were a couple times where we should have gotten the ball too. So, you know, it's a combination of things. Those are the things the film will help us, you know, really see clearly, and then we got to take it to the practice field Monday.
Were the penalties today particularly frustrating for you? Because you're a team that does not get penalties.
Yeah, yes and no. It all depends on what penalties you get. That's what really. So yeah, there were a couple today that were like, you know, just really bad time. And then when you are in a situation where things aren't going your way, it makes it that hill gets a little steeper. So, yeah, it's not a good thing.
Your defense seemed to do a nice job on Michigan's offense. What do you think went well, especially up front for your defense?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're built differently than they are stylistically. And but both teams played good defense. You know, two different styles, but both teams were effective and productive. And yeah, you know, for us, our guys have to play blocks. That's what we do up front. You know, our guys did a pretty good job of that. They hit a couple runs on us in there, but the quarterback kept it on the one. So, you know, but for us, it's just, you know, we got to be right on task and on detail, and it's really the same way offensively for us. So, but I thought the guys played hard. They competed against a veteran group of guys up front and very good skill players. So there's some positives there. But like I said a while ago, you know, next week's a whole new chapter, you know, so we got to go back to work.
How much did not being able to run the ball on the plus side of the field maybe affect how you guys could go about things and even play for a field goal in certain situations?
Yeah, I think it came up Tuesday, just how balanced we are right now or how close to being balanced. And that ideally, that's what we want to do. But that being said, you know, the way football is, typically there are going to be games where, you know, it just ends up going one way or the other. And so, you know, you try to play based on what's going on during that day, and then you get in circumstances like the second half there. Getting some long yardage situations, or you know, you're not getting the kind of yardage you want on first down, that it just kind of alters your viewpoint a little bit. But in a perfect world, we'd like to be pretty close to being balanced.
On Michigan's quarterback runs, could you share how often they did that relative to your expectations?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a good athlete, so you always have to respect that, and that's part of that system offensively. So if you don't, and I know the one time it was right in front of our bench, right, we got sucked in there a little bit, and he's 10, 15 yards down the field. So that's part of football. It's just eye discipline, really doing a good job there.